Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis, as we continue in Parshas Kisisa, mitzvah 112, the mitzvah of mitzvah Shvisas Haaretz Bishnas HaShmita, the mitzvah of resting, leaving the land to rest during the Shemitah year. There are 10 mitzvos related to Shemitah. This is our second one that we've had. We had, if you remember, back in Parshas Mishpatim, mitzvah Pei Dalid was the mitzvah of Shemitas Karkos, Wahafkir Komash Etotzi Haaretz Bishana Shvias, to make ownerless, to be mafkir everything that the land produces during the Shemitah year. She nikres mebnei ha'maisa hazeshes chayavim b'shanas ha'shmita. That's why it's called Shemitah. Shemitah means to let go, to give up. V'yizkeh b'peirosei ha'kol rotel lazakos. Whoever wants to get the fruits of Shemitah can take it. That was the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, and the Minchas Chinuch had a long discussion there. How do you look at the mitzvah of Shemitah? Do you look at it, does a person have to be mafkir themselves, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mafkir, so to speak? But that was the discussion of mitzvah Peidal, the mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka. This is the second of the 10 mitzvahs related to Shemitah that we will have, and that is the mitzvah's Asay of not working the land. There are many los ases related to not working the land, and all of those are at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Beginning of Bahar, if you look at mitzvah, Shin Chavav, that is the Isser of Shalom Navod Ha'adama B'Shan Ravias. The Isser, this is the assay. Just like Shabbos has an assay and a los assay. Shabbos has an assay of Tishbos, and there's a los assay, a los asakom alacha. So not working the land during Shemitah is also an assay. That's this mitzvah right here, not working the land. The Isurim are later on. Mitzvah Shin Chavav is not to work the Adama. Shin Chav Zayin is not to work the trees. Shin Chav Ches is Shalom Nixar Sfichim. You're not allowed to cut what grows by itself in the Shemitah year. Shin Chav Tez is not to gather the fruit during Shemitah just in the normal way that you gather the fruit. Remember, eating the fruit are an asur b'hanah. It's not like Arla. Arlo's aser banah. Shemitah fruit is mutter. Not only a mutter, if you remember, the Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah asay. To eat the Shemitah fruit, you have to eat it b'kedusha v'tahara. Separate mitzvah asay d'oraisa. La'achla v'lo l'schora. The Ramban counts it as a mitzvah asay. But the, at least, gathering it, you're not allowed to gather it in the same way that one normally gathers it. And this is even, we're separate, these 10 are even separate from Yovel. Yovel has his own mitzvahs. That was the 50th year. But these are included. What are the other mitzvahs related? These are all the land mitzvahs. So there are, as we just said, these two mitzvahs asay right here. There are the four los asays at the beginning of Bahar. Not working the land, not working the trees, not cutting what grows, and not gathering. That's another four. That's six. And then we have, later in the Torah, we have mitzvah Taf Ayin Hay. Taf Ayin Hay, later in the Chinuch. They are related to the money mitzvos. Shalom l'tvoa chov sh'avar lav shviyas. An isidar isa to collect loans during after Shemitah. Lingos as anachri. It's a mitzvah asay to collect the loan of a guy. We've discussed that before. Mitzvah asay tafayin zayin to not collect. As an asay of not collecting a loan. Letting the loan be default. And a los asay of going to try to collect the loan. And then there's a separate isser of not withholding lending before Shemitah. That's mitzvah taf pei. So I think we have it. I think that's 10. 10 separate mitzvahs related to Shemitah, as we will see. And number 2 is today. This is the mitzvah today of a mitzvah asay of not working the land. We mentioned some of this will be repeated from what we did back in Mishpatim, because the next time we're going to touch on Shemitah is going to be in Bahar, the end of Vayikra. So it'll be a while. But we mentioned then that all sevens in Yahadus are special. Shemitah is the seventh year, but the seventh day is Shabbos. The seventh year is Shemitah. The seventh Shemitah, after the seventh Shemitah, is Yovel. The seventh son of Yishai was David HaMelech. The seventh person in the world was Chanuch, who is somebody special. He was mysterious, right? He didn't die. Ki lo kacho to Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took him. He lived 365 years. Rabbeinu Bachai there says in Brachos, because he lived a complete unit. 365 is a whole year, a solar year. The Jewish calendar has the months by the sun, by the moon, and the years by the sun. That's why we have to adjust sometimes. An extra Adar, we have to adjust to make sure the Yom Tovim are in the proper seasons of the sun, even though the months go by the lunar calendar. But that is what Rabbeinu Bachai said. It was a perfect existence. So this is the Isser of the assay, the mitzvah of the assay of letting one's field lie fallow. Says the chinuch, levatel avodas haaretz b'shnas ha-shviyas, to be mevatel, and not to be involved in the work of the land during the Shemitah year. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, bacharish uvakatsir tishbos. The pasuk is very unclear. There are many drushes given for this pasuk in Chazal, in Gemara, in Midrashim, because the pasuk just says, plowing, from plowing and from reaping, from cutting, you shall rest. When's it talking about? What are we talking about? I might have thought it's talking about Shabbos. A regular Shabbos. That's what one of the Tanaim says. It just says rest from plowing and rest from reaping. Uba hapirish, but what the Monia Mitzvahs assume that this is coming to tell us, Sha'al Shana Hashvius Ne'amar, is coming to tell me, they're talking about Shemitah. Shenitz Tavinu Shlo Lasuk Baklab Avodah Sa'arit, to teach me that I'm not allowed to be involved in the Avodah of the land at all. There is a big difference between working the land and preserving the land. And this, farmers have to know the halacha, halacha l'maaser, during Shemitah. You're allowed to do actions that do prevent my field from dying. But I'm not allowed to be mosif. I'm not allowed to do anything that helps it grow further. That's the balance in Shemitah. How much you're allowed to water it. Very important halachas that one has to learn if they have a garden during Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the psukim inside, the psukim, actually we'll read the psukim afterwards. Let's continue first now. But again, it's not 100% clear what it's referring to. This mitzvah is repeated, as it says in Bahar, Shna Shabbaso Nihyalaretz, V'chein V'shav Saharet Shabbas Lashem. But this is the first time that an say is mentioned, and that's why it is quoted. The Kfar Kasavdi Kol Inyana Bim Mishlam Lomala Beseder Im Kesef Talve. Remember, he has two parshias. He has parshias Mishpatim and parshias Im Kesef Talve. So this was in parshias Im Kesef Talve. Bim Mitzvahs Vashviyas Tishpetena Unetashta. In the mitzvah, but by Shemitah, one has to let the fruit become hefker. Sheba Letzavos Al Hefker Peirus Shonizul Leklau V'Afal Pisha Kanai Makomo. Even though here is the place to talk about letting the land lie fallow, I spoke about it there. If you look back, the Medrash points out an interesting juxtaposition of the psukim before we get into the Minchas Chinuch, and that is, if you look at the psukim where this pasuk exists, Sheishes, the first Torah talks about Pesach. Eschaga matzos tishmar shavas yivim tachal matzos v'chulu kol peta rechem li. It talks about pigeon on ben, which is obviously related to Pesach. And then we have our pasuk sheishes yomem tovod v'yom hashvi tishbos, which is about Shabbos. Work for 6 days and rest on the seventh. And then the very next phrase becharishu v'katzir tishbos. And we're saying al pi mesora, that's not Shabbos anymore. That's Shemitah. And then in the next pasuk we get back to Yontif. Pesach, we have this pasuk, and then we have Shavuos and Sukkos. V'chag ha-Shavuos, tasa l'cha, bikur k'sir chitim, v'chag ha-asif, tkufas ha-shana. So stuck in the middle of the Moadim is this pasuk. And we say it's talking about Shabbos and Shemitah. So what exactly is the message? This is Shabbos and Shemitah stuck in the middle of the Yom Tovim, so the Medrash picks up on it. Says the Medrash Lekach Tov, the Torah Shlema quotes it in Os, Kuf, Mem, Gimel, Uvayom HaShvi Tishbos, Hitel Es HaShabbos Bein Chag HaMatzos L'Chag HaShvuos. It puts Shabbos, and let's add Shemitah, which is also called the Shabbos, it puts that in the middle of the Chagim, Melameid Sheheim Nikraim Shabbos, to teach us that that Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. In a deeper sense. Shenemar, usfartam lachem mimachoras ha-shabbos. An mimachoras ha-shabbos ha-shviyas. You see, in certain contexts of the Torah, that Yontif is called Shabbos. But why is Shabbos and Shemitah put in between the Chagim? To teach us that the Chagim are called Shabbos. This is not just a nice hashkafic point. Halacha l'maisa. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos that Parachavtes, Kishem Shemekadshim Baleli Shabbos, Umavdilim B'motzoi Shabbos. Just like you have to make Kiddush and Avdallah on Shabbos, Kach Mekadshim Baleli Yomim Tovim, Umavdilin b'motzayin b'zavotzay Yom Kippurim. So you have to make Kiddush and Avdallah on Yontif and Yom Kippur. Why? Here's an important line of the Rambam. Shekulam Shabsos Hashem Hein. They're all Shabbosos of Hashem. They're all Shabbosos of Hashem. Where does Rambam get that from? From our pasuk, the fact that Shabbos and Shemitah are put right in the middle of the Chagim between Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, that's how the Rambam knows they're Kulam Shabsos Hashem, and the Rambam uses that for a halacha, that you have to make Doraisa. Kiddush and Havdalah on Yontif is also D'oraisa, just like it is on Shabbos. The Rambam also says elsewhere that all the halachas are brought over. Lechem Mishnah, Shalosh Seudos, the Rambam Paskins is on Yontif as well. That's the sheet of the Rambam, but that's the line of Kulan Shabsos Hashem. They're all Shabsos of Hashem. It comes right here from our pasuk. Here, the chinuch doesn't write any shirashim like he usually does because you have to look back in Peidalin. Peidalin, the chinuch already mentioned a couple of ideas behind the mitzvah of Shemitah, just to review two or three of them. Number one, the chinuch said in Mishershia mitzvah back in Peidalin to remind us, why do we have to let the land lie fallow? To remind us who's in charge. Who's the real Bailim? Who's the real Bailim? Just like Shabbos. Just like anyone who owns a store. They close the store on Saturday, on Shabbos. Why? What do you mean? It's another, especially if you don't live in a specifically Jewish neighborhood, you can make some more money. No, I know who's the real Bailim of the store. The real Bailim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know who the real Bailim of my farm is, and therefore I let it lie fallow. A second idea the Chinuch mentions is the idea of Bitachon. Bitachon, how do I know if I let a whole year I don't work the land, I'm going to have enough parnasa? It's meant to give us, teach us bitachon, and to reflect our bitachon, in order to teach us the messages of Shemitah. And a couple of other ideas as well. The Rambam Shita, that the land grows better if you let it lie fallow for a year. The other Rishonim don't like that reason, but that was a couple of the reasons that we said back in the mitzvah of Shemitah, of Hashmatas Peros, of Peidalin. Let's get back though to this one. First point in Os Beis, the Minchas Chinuch mentions back in our mitzvah, Kufyat Beis, Vida, Teshvius Be'inyan Echad Chamur Mishabbos V'Yontif. There's one element in one way, Shemitah is more Chamur than Shabbos and Yontif, in terms of its Isser Malacha. How could that be? Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos you get Isser Skila, Yontif is Isser Malkus. How is it more Chamur in what way? Shabbos and Yontif, the only Isser to Orais is if I do it myself. Aval al yidei goy hu rak shvos. Goy, amir la'akum, if I ask a goy to do a malach for me on Shabbos, pashtos is an Isser d'rabbanan. There's a smog that says it's d'oraisa. We generally don't assume that way. We assume that it's d'rabbanan. It's Isser d'rabbanan to ask a goy to do malach for me on Shabbos. Why? Where does it come from? So the Rambam says, Gzeira, you might come to do it. Rashi in Shabbos on Kufnun Gimel, the first Amud of the last Perek. Rashi says, because on a Drabbanan level, there's an Amir Akum is included in Shlichus, in the Parsha of Shlichus. Or Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav says that Amir Akum is included in the Pasuk of Mimsochef Sechav Adavar Davar. Three different sources, but either way, it's Drabbanan. Amir Akum on Shabbos is Drabbanan. If you ask a guy to do a Drabbanan for you, that's a double Drabbanan. It's called the Shvus to Shvus. There's a daraisa for your animal to do work for you, because your animal is in your control. That's an issa daraisa, to have your animal do work for you on Shabbos. And therefore, if your animal is by a guy, you have to make sure he doesn't work. Right, that's the story of the Yerushalmi, that one of the Amoraim used to own an animal, and they sold it to a guy, and the guy tried to work to use the animal, and the animal was great and wonderful, and all of a sudden, Shabbos morning, the animal didn't budge. And the guy is trying to push the animal, what's going on? It doesn't move. So he brings the animal back to the Amora and he says, what's with your animal? Your animal's, it's a mekatos. So what do you mean? He says, I pushed him all, he doesn't move. He says, today's Shabbos. So he says, oh, I know. He must think he's still owned by me. He goes and whispers in the animal's ear, don't worry about it. You're owned by a non-Jew now, so therefore you ought to work on Shabbos. And the animal works. The animal works. Right? I was one of the Amoraim. And what did the Gemara, the Yerushalmi say? He converted because of that story. It's like, these animals, they're so connected, they follow their masters, even Hilchos Shabbos, I have to become Jewish. And that's, whenever one of the Amoraim, his name was Turta. They called him Turta because of that story. Bar Turta, I forgot the exact name. Bar Turta, Turta is a shore, an ox in Aramaic. So that's why they called him that, because of this story. But either way, there's an Isser d'oraisa to have your animal work. But for a goy, d'rabbanan. But what if you have a goy work in your field on Shemitah? It's an Isser d'oraisa. It's an Isser d'oraisa. Amir la'akim by Shemitah is d'oraisa. You violate at least the Isser Aseh. Maybe not the Los Aseh, but the Aseh. Last word in the column. Ubishmita im osa avodas haaretz. Kegon, shechore, shozorei, okotzer, al yidei goy, nehida halosa sheish lavodas kaharetz eno. Even though you don't violate the Los Aseh, because that is only you yourself. Ach ba'aseh, over b'chol avodas hakarka afilo al yidei acherim. Even if a goy, it's amazing. My trivia question. Which Isser could you do to Araisa through a guy? Right, not too many Isurim. Not too many Isurim could you do to Araisa through a guy. One of them is Shemitah right here. You're going to violate the Araisa. Ukemoshe mitzuvan ha-shvizas behemo, shvizas kalim. Kabuzorma shvizas aris b'shmita. Just like you're mitzuvan shvizas behema on Shabbos. Not shvizas kalim, it's only b'shamay. Kabuzorma shvizas aris k'shmita. That is an Isser d'Araisa. This relates to the fact that Shemitah is not just an Isser Maisa. It's an Isser Totsa'a. The Isser is not just the act, but it's the result. I can have my field worked. The result is the Iker. Or at least one of the Ikarim, and at least for the Asay, and not just the Maisa. Where else do we have that? There are a couple of other Isurim where even Al Yidei Grama, that's another Nafkamina. What if I work the field Al Yidei Grama in Shemitah? I press a button, and then through that button, something indirect happens. I water my field through a grama. I pour water on my porch, and then it goes onto my field. Is that an Isidaraisa or not? That could be another good litmus test. You have to look up the sources. Because again, if it's result-oriented, even I think grama might be usher. Where else did we have this? We have this one time. I think we mentioned it. Beitza dafchav zayinim abeis. The Kohanim, it used to be, were very, very chashed. They were suspect about testifying that their bechor animal got a mum. Because we know the halacha is that a bechor is a karban, but if it gets a mum, then Kohanim can do whatever they want with it. So it used to be that Kohanim sometimes gave a mum to their bechor. I can't believe it! What they used to do, they used to put some dough on the ear of one of their animals, and they used to send the animal, their bechor, into the field with all the other animals. The other animals would nibble at the dough behind the ear of the animal, and also nibble a little bit of the ear. And in that way, the Kohanim would say, oh, look what happened! There's a mum. The Gemara says in Beis HaChav Zayin, that's an Isser D'Oraisa. An Isser D'Oraisa being Matal Mum B'Kachim. Isser D'Oraisa! It's grama! The answer is because it's result-oriented. The result is, you cause, doesn't matter if it's indirect, you cause, by most Isurim, grama is not Isser D'Oraisa. But, like for Shabbos, grama is only the mice is usher, but not grama on a d'oraisa level. But here's another example, Shemitah, and over here, where it will be usher d'oraisa as well. Okay, there are others, maybe Sirus, but not for now. Let's turn over and continue the Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch in Oz Gimel has a couple of important discussions. Here Rav Machaber, he says the Chinuch wrote back in Mitzvah Pei Dalid that all these mitzvahs and averos apply to men and women equally. Women are also included, says the Menachas Chinuch. Line 2. Uba avoda sh'ovrim belosa se gamkein. Konzria, das arava machaber mitzvah reit sadek zayin, tuchol hechad yish lav gamkein. Musar zanashim afala asay. After mitzvah asay shazman grama. You want to know why women are included in all of these mitzvahs of Shemitah? Because there are losa asays. And we know the rule. Whenever there are losa asays involved, there's a comparison. Women are obligated in the mitzvah asay of Shabbos because they're included in the losa asays of Shabbos. Women are included in the mitzvah of matzah because they're included in the Isser of Chametz. Right? Whenever women are included in an losa asay that goes along with an asay, that is the shita of many Rishonim, that there is no question women are included in those asays as well, even though they are time-bound. The Minchas Chinuch points out, though, not all Rishonim hold of this. Tosfos in Kiddushin, first skinny line, Daf Lamed Dalid, does not hold of this. How do you know Tosfos doesn't hold of this? We've discussed this question in the past. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Dalid, gives a number of examples of mitzvahs that are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated. Ma'akeh, putting up a fence. Hashavas Aveda, returning a lost item. What else? Shiluach HaKan, right, sending away the mother bird. Those are not time-bound, so women are obligated in them. Asks Tosfos and all the Rishonim. It's unbelievable. The Gemara specifically gives examples, wonderful, that they're not time-bound. Says Tosfos, says the Ramban. Why did the Gemara give those examples? Even if those mitzvahs were time-bound, women would still be obligated. Because every one of those mitzvahs has a losase connected to it. Shiluach HaKan, right? Don't take the mother. Hashavas Aveda, lo tucha lehisali, makeh, lo sasan damim bevesecha. Ask Tosfos, ask the Ramban. What's the Gemara doing? Out of all the examples of non-time-bound mitzvahs, you had to give these? These women would be obligated in even if they were time-bound. Answers Tosfos. Tosfos says, Tosfos could have given other answers that Rishonim give. Tosfos says, no, I could come up with cases of where the assay applies, where the los assay does not apply. And he goes through each one. Makeh, Hashavas Aveda, Shiluach HaKan. Each one he says, oh, here's a case where the assay applies, where the los assay doesn't apply. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? Inherently, this mitzvah has an assay and a los assay. So women are obligated in the assay, period. Tosfos doesn't assume that way. That's what Minchas Chinuch says here. The Minchas Chinuch says Tosfos is against the Chinuch. Maybe Tosfos would say that women would not be obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shemitah because they don't always go together. That is the first point in the Menachas Chinuch. And he gives an example. What about Harisha, plowing? We will talk, Bezrat Hashem, when we get to the beginning of Parshas Bahar, about the different types of working the land. What's included? You don't say there's the same malachas of Shabbos, right? All those malachas. No, Harisha is not mentioned in the Torah. Zoreya is mentioned, other actions, but Choresh is not. Says a machlokas, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan. Some say it's included in the Asay and not in the Los Asay. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says on the fifth skinny line. Ach becharisha de'eno rak Asay. Charisha, which is only in Asay, there's no parallel Los Asay. Maybe women should be putter. Because there's no parallel Los Asay, according to Tosas. Im kein yu nashim peturas bi mitzvazu. Umidibay rava machaber nira de'ein chalak. But it sounds like from the Chinuch, the Rambam, they don't mention any difference between charisha, plowing, and any other of the actions. So they assume, the assumption is, says the Menachas Chinuch, that women would be included in all the mitzvahs of Shemitah. Not just the ones that have Los Asays. In all the mitzvahs. Why? What would be a hezber to say that women would be included even if there's no parallel Los Asay? So he says, maybe it's a ritva. The Ritva in Kiddushin that also we discussed back in Mitzvah Beis. Mitzvah Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed. On Daf Chavtes, I'm sorry. The Torah quotes a pasuk to pater women from the Chiyuv of Bris Milah. That's what the Gemara does. Asks Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim there, what do you need a pasuk to say women do not have a Chiyuv to mal their children, their sons? Just say it's a Zman Grama. It's day 8. It's a Zman Grama. So why do the women are part of because it's my grandma? You don't need a special pasuk, oso velo osa. So Tosa gives his answer, that it's only time bound on one side, and there are other antosas, we give his answer, it's an 8-day mitzvah, it's his askus, it's the involvement in the mitzvah, but if you look in the Ritva there quotes, the Petur of Zman Grama only applies to mitzvahs shebegufo. Mitzvahs that you do with your body. Tfilin, tzitzis. But mitzvahs that you do involving something or somebody else, like a son, then there's no Petur of Zman Grama. That's the Ritva. Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe that would be the point here too. Charisha, that's not a mitzvah shebegufo, that involves the land. So if it involves something else, just like the Ritva said it by Bris Milah, so too maybe that would be the reason why women will be obligated in the mitzvahs Asay not to plow your land during Shemitah, because it does not have a parallel, even though it doesn't have a parallel Los Asay, it is not a mitzvah shebegufo. That's his suggestion. In Oz Dalet, the last point that we'll talk about, the big discussion, the major discussion in the Minchas Chinuch and others, Shvius Bezman Hazeh. Is Shemitah Bezman Hazeh d'Oraisa or d'Rabbanan? This is a huge discussion. The Rambam seems to say it's d'Rabbanan. You gotta put three or four Rambams together. The Rambam seems to say it's d'Rabbanan. There are different Girsos in the Rambam. Just read you one Rambam. The Rambam, in the old Girsa of the Rambam and the new Frankel edition of the Rambam. There are two Girsos. In one of them he says Beferish, it's d'Rabbanan. In one of them he just leaves it unclear. So it's very unclear exactly what the Shita of the Rambam is. It's in Shemitah V'Yovel Yud Tes, Perak Yud Alacha Tes. The Frankel Girsa is Ubizman she'in ha'yovel noeg ein noeg eved ivri v'lo bater yechoma v'lo se'achuza v'noheges shvias ba'aretz mi divrei hem. It says Beferish, d'Rabbanan. In the old Girsa, it says chutz mi shvias ba'aretz v'ashmatas ksafim mi divrei hem. So is the divrei hem going on shvias also? Very unclear, but this is one of the major issues related to the Heter Mechira. Being able to sell land to a non-Jew during Shemitah, one of the major issues that is related to it is, there are four or five issues, but one of them is, what is the status of the halachas of Shemitah Bezman Hazeh? Is it d'Oraisa or is it the Rabbanan? That is the discussion in Sifkat and Dalet here in the Menchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We have two more mitzvahs. Two more mitzvahs in Sefer Shmos, which Be'ez Hashem will pick up with next week.